Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were talking about the need for Christians to pray for their leaders, both those that are elected and those that are appointed by the elected leaders. Follow along as we continue that thought today. Now, we'll give an account of how we care. Find out in the Bible, says in the days of Noah and as in the days of Lot. Noah, now we say he only had 8 people saved. There could have been more that got saved and died before the floods came. But Noah did speak up and his family got saved. Lot lost a lot of his family, besides losing everything else. 4 of them left the city, only 3 made it because the wife looked back. Lot wouldn't speak up. He was ashamed to speak up for the Lord. Noah wasn't. And you know, we're at a place in life where the church is in trouble. And I just want to give this to you. I recently gave a letter to our church in which I asked them to covenant with me in prayer. And I started out my letter like this. I believe in general, we got a good result from the election. Now, let me just interject there. The truth is, if you guys won, we've said that before. But really? In reality, don't let he that is going to the battle talk as he that comes from the battle. I hope that everything they promised comes out and they'll do what they said, but it remains to be seen. This is now 2017. By the time you hear this, if nothing has interfered, Mr. Trump has been sworn in as the president. And he said some good things about if he were elected. I believe he carried through on some of those things. It would be great. Especially all those things as it pertains to things in God's word and his righteousness. I am concerned when he has appointed homosexuals to head up some areas where they can promote their homosexuality. That scares me. Don't write me a letter on that. Okay, please don't write me a letter on that, because I hate wasting your time. Now, many of you have been extremely involved to bring about change that this last election brought about. And I praise the Lord for you. But may I remind you, the election was not the goal. That is the beginning. That is just the beginning that can bring about the change that so concerned us. The election doesn't bring the change. The election only gives an opportunity to begin the change. The election was not about the ending. Perhaps God has given us grace. So I'm asking you to covenant with me to pray for the judicial branch of our government. Pray that President Trump will select good judges for the Supreme Court who stay true to the Constitution of the United States. You say, Brother Andy, why'd you say that? Because I know the Constitution was written and founded on biblical principles. We call it the Judeo-Christian ethic, but it's biblical principle. So let's pray that they'll stay true to the Constitution of the United States and judge righteously as according to God's word. By the way, the present will appoint lower court judges that can make a difference for years to come. So ask God for a better judiciary daily. And ask the Lord to help all these men and women to judge righteously as in His sight. So make that a part of your prayer. Secondly, I'm not only asking you to covenant with me to pray for that branch, but let us also pray for the legislative branch of government. You see, judicial, we have federal, state, and local, and we need to pray for all of them, but we need to do the same for the legislative branch. Now, many who lost were upset. As a matter of fact, the Democrats were very upset just a couple of weeks ago when they could not get into a bill concerning government contract that religious institutions that have beliefs that go against the LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transvestite or transgender, however you want to call it, and businesses that hold to that belief as well, then they should not get a government contract. Well, before Republicans get too high and mighty, just remember there were Republicans that also wanted it and had to have their arms twisted to vote the right way. But we do praise the Lord that that was defeated. But it's not only the liberals, it's also the media. So we need to bombard heaven on a daily basis from now on that our legislative branches of government, nationally as well as on state and local levels, will legislate morally, strengthening our defense to protect our nation, which the Bible tells them to do, while at the same time getting our educational institutions that have for too long taught against our country, our free republic, and especially against our home. We do not need legislated drugs, gambling, and a host of other debaucheries. By the way, let me say this. There are states out there across this country that voted for legalized medical marijuana that's already been proven, and where it has been legalized, that it gets more recreational than medical. And really, even in the medical part, that is not doing what it's purported to be able to do, and there are other things that do it much better. But if you have a child, a grandchild, a spouse that gets killed in an auto accident or some other type of accident in which the other person that is responsible was on medical marijuana, and you voted for it, just understand, you voted to kill your loved one. Now, again, that's another thing. You don't write me and ask me to take it back, to apologize or anything else. One's not forthcoming. We're to be built on the truth, speaking the truth in love. We warned against it. It got passed in many places, so now the consequences are next. So again, we want to get respect for parents taught back into school. So let's pray that these people will legislate morally. And then finally, in regard to government, we want you to pray for our executive branch. And yes, particularly President Trump, as well as his cabinet and the governors of the states across this land. Pray that they will indeed stand strong against the gay marriage debauchery, the murderous abortion infanticide and debacle, and the anti-Christian movement across this land. During the election, some people said the President Trump got saved. Matter of fact, I heard on two different occasions that he got saved two different times. I don't know. I hope he did. I hope he did. And I hope now that if he did, we need to pray that he'll grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Great Commission just didn't say get him saved. They need to follow in baptism and then begin to grow in Christ. We need to pray for that for him and for all of our leaders, judicial, legislative, or executive branches of government, that they're truly saved. See, one thing we know, when anytime somebody says there are many roads to heaven, begin praying earnestly for that soul, he's going to hell. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. So my friend, if they're saying, oh no, there's many roads to heaven, if a person is a Muslim and he's a good Muslim, he's moral and everything else, if a person is a Hindu and he's a good Hindu, moral and does good things, then he's going to make no. No, 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 no. People teach that. Do not really believe the gospel, because if they did, they'd know. There's only one way to heaven, that's through Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, don't write and ask for an apology. One is not forthcoming. I will not lie for telling you the truth. So, let's pray that these cabinet members that may be unsaved, governors that may be unsaved, they'll hear the gospel and get saved. And then they'd begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pray for those people that are near them that are saved, that they will not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, just like you shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ where you were. Now, the last thing that I want to mention about prayer is different, yet the same. Probably it's even more dear to my heart than those first three things I just mentioned of praying for the judicial, legislative, and executive branches of government. But let's pray for the local churches of America. They need revival. I know that as soon as I call social drinking, smoking, dancing, the movies, immodesty, CCM, and a host of other like things, when I call them sin, people get upset with me. Most of you who are listening and older, I'm in my 60s, and so if you're around my age and you grew up in church, then you know that that type of preaching was the norm. The church house, as the temple in the Bible day and the worship of Israel in the Old Testament, just before their captivity, grew worldly and unholy. And we read earlier 1 Peter 4:17, it's very clear. Judgment must begin at the house of God. Begin praying for our preachers to not only name sin, but also to name what is righteousness.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible